What's up, y'all? It's Shan.
It's me, Mario.
Just joking. Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. Y'all see the title. I've been wanting to talk about this for so long. So here we are. Whew. This has a lot of people thinking that they are liked. Has many people thinking that they are wanted for all the wrong reasons. It's an illusion of comfort to act stupid for attention. But we are getting the results of people being okayed for acting stupid. So many people are willing to do it for the money, which doesn't pan out for who's coming behind them. Because how much money are you willing to take in order to disrespect yourself and disrespect anybody affiliated with you? Being stupid for likes, it's been okayed. Being stupid for shares, it's been okayed. Being stupid for anyone to stay around, it's been okayed. I don't care what you watch on TV. I don't care what you scroll through. We've seen it time and time again where being stupid gets you more attention than actually having something of substance to share or say, right? And it's showing up in our workplace because people are willing to be stupid for a job to stay. People are willing to be stupid to be on video. People are willing to be stupid to entertain quote-unquote friends in order to be liked. This is the thing. If you have to play stupid or play dumb in order for people to call you their friend, then that wasn't your friend to begin with. So what are you holding on to? My point is eventually, with all the stupidity that is allowed in spaces where it should have been checked, where it should have never been a thing, where it should have been okay. Now, mind you, let's pause here. Comedy, I get it. Drewski, I get it. Any other person that's been on social media to make us laugh, to make us kiki, I get it. But the stupidity is spilling over into workspaces. The stupidity is spilling over into our children rather be stupid than to be intelligent and make smart decisions for themselves. They think, oh, I don't have to. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Go to school. I don't have to learn this. I could just make money on YouTube. I could just make money on Instagram. I could just make money on TikTok and get my money up and then do whatever I want to do. But your respect will not be there because people knew how you got it. People knew how you were willing to dumb yourself down to get a certain number of financial gain. But in reality, in life, you're not getting anywhere. Because nobody respects you in spaces that you want to be respected. But I think it goes back to everybody having their price. Stupid people begin to think that they are correct in everything that they do. Stupid people begin to believe that they have a right to do what they do to other people, which you don't. And the truth is, none of y'all should have been allowed to reach the heights of audacity that you've reached. So now everybody's paying for it. Fast forward, we are dealing with the results of people who were let into spaces where they should have never been allowed seats, okay? And that is why everybody's irritated, because we're trying to figure out how you got into the position that you are to dictate anything, to assume anything about someone else, to have the audacity to speak to me in the same circles and you lack the knowledge of. And so that's why I think people are irritated. Being paid to have a lack of intelligence or capabilities outside of comedy is low-hanging fruit, to the point where I don't sit on a mic and drop podcasts talking about people who are not in my pay grade, people who don't make my salary. I'm not going to sit on here and talk about celebrities. I'm not going to sit on here and talk about basketball players' choices. I'm not going to sit on here and talk about side chicks' choices. I'm not going to sit on here and talk about what a wife did for her husband or what I think she should. I've never been married. I have nothing to say. Okay? And I wish people would take that position sometimes throughout life to not speak on shit they know nothing about. Lacking critical thinking is never a brag. And that's why we have so many workplaces begging for people who can critically teach or guide a team, an office, on the do's and the don't do's in a workplace, because y'all think it's okay to be stupid. So now people have to call in reinforcements in order to have a balanced workplace to deal with your bullshit. To most kids, achieving greatness through work seems laughable because of stupidity. At one time, it was commendable to be intelligent, to create things for yourself, to do things differently. Now everybody wants to follow in line and do the same thing. Y'all can't all be on social media making a dollar. Y'all can't all be rappers. Y'all all not gonna make it to the NBA. Y'all all not going to find a rich man to take care of you for the rest of your life. So what is it that you want to do? What is your purpose? There's so many people out here not even exploring their purpose because they found a quote unquote easier way to get money. Deliberately trying not to understand lowers your intellect and whoever consumes what you're doing visually. So you're making it okay for other people to aim to be lesser than. The biggest reason my corporate job is exhausting for me, it's not because the work is not doable. It's not because I don't understand it. It's because I constantly have to work with lazy people who are in positions to do work that they don't never want to do. So they put their problems on somebody else to fix. If you wanted a job so bad, do your job. If you have the position, read through what you need to do and do the steps. But in every workplace, you have a group of people who want to say what their job should be, who want to say the numbers for their salary, but your effort don't show that you should be paid this. You're not a good team player. You push your work off on other people. When it comes to fitting in socially, it's not worth it to lessen your intellect to make lazy people feel comfy around you, because that's disrespectful to yourself. Why does anybody have to tell you that? Unfortunately, people don't think smart people are fun or funny. Being responsible isn't funny, but being responsible is reality of. I'm not going to speak down on my name or disrespect myself, and I'm not going to raise children to disrespect themselves, because whenever they leave this house and I'm not around, they represent me. People got to look at what they do and say, I wonder what their parents are teaching them. I wonder what their mom thinks about that. Does their mom even know? Why did their mom dress them like that? Why did their mom do their hair like that? Doesn't their mom see their shoes? So yes, you have to speak up and carry yourself a certain way, because some people look like they don't give a fuck about themselves. And instead of them focus on making sure that they are better, they're focusing on why other people don't treat them a certain way, because the way that you present yourself, the way that you speak about yourself, tells me that it's okay to disrespect you. And that's real. I mean, look at who these stupid ass people voted in office. And I hope a lot of y'all are happy with your choice. Okay? Y'all flopped. But I kind of knew y'all was going to flop, because y'all have more hatred in y'all hearts in this country than making sure our country is in a better position, even if you don't like what somebody looks like stating what needs to be done. So y'all went with this orange man believing he could fix it, when in all reality, this man's been signing documents and ruining America since he got into office. But I'm also a believer that I feel like America has to crumble before it gets better. But it's very revealing as to what America is motivated by. Hate, hierarchy, racism, and money. More than your effort, more than your respect, more than your integrity, money's going to move things. Okay? And unfortunately, who's in power is backed by a lot of people who have money and assets and ways to get things done. So for me, I believe the quality of life is low for most people because the aim been bare minimum for a very long time. So stop making it okay to do stupid shit. Stop watching the stupid shit on TV and giving it the numbers so it could come back in next season. Stop pouring into stupid people. Stop wasting your energy commenting on something you know is stupid to somebody who's okay with being stupid, because they're going to post again because they like the engagement. A lot of us have to learn to not even give the energy to people. Not even give the attention to people, because that's what people are looking for. The energy, the attention, and the uproar. Do nothing. Get good at doing nothing for people. Because sometimes nothing and quiet and is what the fuck people need. Stop making it okay to be stupid. So our children can see something different. So our parents could have something to respect. Because I think these young people out here have great minds, great energy, but they lose focus because we're willing to give more attention to who's willing to entertain us, not who is willing to educate us. And that's where it's fucked up.